We always hear about these ransomware gangs, right? Like there are these shadowy figures lurking in the digital darkness, holding our data hostage.
Yeah, it's like they're these boogeymen of the internet, right?
Exactly. And it can feel like there's nothing we can do about it, Like they're untouchable.
But what if I told you that sometimes even those operating in the shadows get exposed?
Now that would be an interesting story.
Oh, it is. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. A story where a major ransomware group actually got a taste of their own medicine.
So who are we talking about?
We're talking about the BlackLark ransomware group. And get this, their own infrastructure got breached.
Wow, that's like a plot twist in a cyber thriller.
It really is.
Yeah.
And to break this down for you, we're going to be looking at a recent report that lays out exactly how it all went down.
So think of this as your deep dive into the world of cyber espionage and counter espionage.
We're going to cut through the technical jargon and extract the key takeaways so you can walk away with a clear understanding of how this happened and why it matters.
So what's the source material for our deep dive today?
Well, we have this really fascinating report from ResSecurity, the cybersecurity firm that actually pulled off this breach.
Okay, so we're getting this straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Exactly. And our mission here is to make this complex story understandable and engaging for you.
We're going to uncover the how, the what, and most importantly, the why of this whole operation.
We'll see how they did it, what they discovered, and what it all means for the future of cybersecurity.
All right, let's jump right in. How in the world did Risk Security manage to break into a ransomware group's systems?
That's got to be like breaking into Fort Knox.
Well, it might surprise you to hear that they didn't have to invent some super sophisticated new hacking tool.
Oh, really? So how did they do it?
They actually targeted a vulnerability in BlackLock's own system. You see, BlackLock had this website on the dark web called a data leak site, or DLS for short.
A data leak site? What is that exactly?
Basically, it's where they post data they'd stolen if victims didn't pay the ransom.
So they'd shame their victims into paying up. Exactly. And this DLS was hosted on the TOR network, which is known for anonymity.
So you're telling me they found a weakness in this super secret site?
Yep. And the vulnerability they exploited is called a local file include, or LFI for short.
LFI. Okay, I no tech whiz, so break that down for me.
Well, in simple terms, an LFI vulnerability allows someone to access files on the server that they shouldn't normally be able to see.
Kind of like finding a secret back door into the system.
You got it. And this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
By exploiting this LFI, ResSecurity was able to get their hands on some pretty sensitive files on BlackLock's server.
So what kind of files are we talking about here?
Think internal server logs, file sharing account, details, login timestamps, even configuration files for their systems.
Configuration files. What's so special about those?
Those are like blueprints that show how their whole system is set up.
Wow. So Ray Security basically got a behind-the-scenes tour of BlackLock's entire operation.
Pretty much. They were able to track BlackLock's activity in real time.
That's insane. So it wasn't just about seeing what they were doing, but also anticipating their next move.
Right, and that's where the real power of this breach comes in.
Okay, this is getting good. Tell me more.
ResSecurity could see everything BlackLock was planning, including their schedule for releasing stolen data.
Hold on, so they knew who BlackLock was going to target next.
In some cases, they knew up to 13 days in advance.
Wow, that's a huge advantage. It's like having a crystal ball that shows you future cyber attacks.
Exactly. And the report gives a really concrete example of how this played out.
Oh, I love a good real-world example. Hit me with it.
So ResSecurity saw that BlackLock was planning to target a Canadian organization.
Uh-oh.
They were able to tip off the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity 2 weeks before the data was set to be leaked.
So they basically foiled BlackLock's plan before it even happened.
Exactly. And that's why this breach is such a big deal.
It's not just about catching criminals after the fact. It's about preventing the damage before it even occurs.
It's a whole new level of proactive cybersecurity.
So instead of playing defense, they went on the offensive and disrupted BlackLock's operation before it could cause harm.
Now, that's a game changer in the fight against ransomware.
It really is. So beyond just knowing when data was going to be leaked, what else did they learn about BlackLock's methods? Like, how are they actually managing and moving all this stolen data around?
Well, this is where it gets a little surprising. They were using Mega.
Mega! You mean that popular file sharing site? The one I used to share photos with my family?
That's the one. It seems kind of strange, right? You'd think they'd be using some super secret hidden platform.
Yeah, I would have thought so too. Like some dark web file sharing service.
But nope, they were just hiding in plain sight.
That's almost brazen, like they were taunting the authorities.
In a way, yeah. And Red Security found at least 8 email accounts linked to mega folders.
So they were using these mega accounts to store and distribute all the data they'd stolen.
Exactly. And this gave Red Security a map of their entire data distribution network.
That's like finding a treasure map leading right to the heart of their operation.
You could say that it's a valuable insight into how these groups operate.
It shows that even these sophisticated cybercriminals sometimes rely on the same tools we all use.
Which means we need to be even more vigilant about monitoring our own systems and online activity.
For sure. Now, the report also mentioned a possible link between BlackLock and another ransomware group called DragonForce. What's the story there?
So when Red Security analyzed BlackLock's code, they found some interesting similarities to the code used by DragonForce.
Code similarities. So are we talking about collaboration between these groups or what?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities. One is that they're actively collaborating, sharing resources, infrastructure, maybe even attack strategies.
Like a cybercrime dream team.
In a way, yeah. But the other possibility is that there's been some kind of transfer of ownership or toolkit sharing.
So maybe one group inherited code or tools from the other?
That's right. And this points to a broader trend in the ransomware landscape.
What do you mean?
These tools and tactics are constantly evolving and circulating among different groups.
So it's not just lone wolves operating in isolation. It's more like a connected ecosystem of cybercriminals.
Precisely. And this breach gave us a glimpse into that ecosystem.
It's like peeking behind the curtain and seeing how the whole cybercrime machine works.
Exactly. Now, this exposure had some pretty immediate consequences for BlackLock.
Okay. Spill the tea. What happened once their operation was exposed?
Well, for starters, their data leak site got taken down.
Serves them right.
Yep. Someone defaced it and essentially shut it down.
Oh, that's got a sting for them.
And that's not all. Remember the Momona ransomware project we talked about earlier?
Vaguely ring a bell.
Well, they got hit too. Likely because of their connection to BlackLock.
Double whammy.
And to make matters even worse, BlackLock's configuration files were leaked publicly.
What's the big deal about configuration files?
These files contain sensitive information about their systems and how they operate.
So now everyone knows their secrets.
Pretty much. Which makes it much harder for them to stay hidden and operate anonymously.
I bet that threw a wrench in their plans.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This was a major setback for BlackLock.
Do you think they'll be able to recover from this?
It's hard to say for sure, but this is a serious blow. It'll take time and resources for them to rebuild and regain their previous level of activity.
This could even have ripple effects throughout the ransomware world, right?
Absolutely. Other groups are going to be watching this very closely. They'll be looking for ways to avoid making the same mistakes.
So this breach could end up changing the whole ransomware landscape?
It's definitely a possibility. It shows that even the most sophisticated groups are vulnerable.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. Why is this whole story important for everyday people and businesses? What are the key takeaways here?
Well, first and foremost, it shows the power of offensive cybersecurity.
Offensive cybersecurity, what does that mean?
It's the idea that we can't just sit back and wait for attacks to happen. We need to be proactive about disrupting criminal operations.
So it's about taking the fight to the enemy.
Exactly. This breach showed that it's possible to infiltrate and disrupt even the most sophisticated ransomware groups.
And that's a huge win for the good guys.
It is. But it also highlights the importance of vigilance and preparedness.
Like, what specifically should organizations be doing to protect themselves?
Well, the report emphasizes the need for vulnerability monitoring, early detection, and threat intelligence.
Okay, so break that down for me.
Vulnerability monitoring means regularly checking your systems for weaknesses and patching them before attackers can exploit them.
Makes sense.
Early detection is all about having systems in place to identify and respond to attacks as quickly as possible.
So the faster you can react, the less damage they can do.
Right. And threat intelligence is about staying informed about the latest threats and tactics used by cybercriminals.
So it's like being one step ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. And all of this needs to be part of a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy.
So it's not just about having the latest antivirus software. It's about having a multi-layered approach.
That's right. And the report also stresses the value of active engagement by cybersecurity firms.
Meaning what?
That we need companies like Red Security who are willing to go on the offensive and take down these criminal operations.
So it's like having a special forces unit dedicated to fighting cybercrime.
You could say that. Now I know some people might be wondering about Mega since BlackLock was using it.
Yeah. Is it safe to use Mega now that we know criminals are using it too?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And the report actually addresses this directly.
So what's the verdict?
Mega itself is a legitimate and widely used service.
Okay, that's reassuring.
But like any online platform, it can be misused. The key is to be aware of the risks and take steps to protect yourself.
So what can people do?
Monitor your account activity for anything suspicious. Use strong passwords. Enable two-factor authentication.
All the usual cybersecurity best practices.
Exactly. It's not about avoiding Mega altogether. It's about using it safely and responsibly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the report also included a handy FAQ section, which I think is worth going over.
Yeah, let's tackle some of those listener questions.
First up, for those who need a refresher, what exactly is the BlackRock Ransomware Group? What's their MO?
Well, simply put, they're cyber criminals who break into computer systems, encrypt the data, and then demand a ransom to unlock it.
And if you don't pay up,
they threaten to leak the stolen data on their data leak site, which is what they were using Mega for.
So they're basically digital extortionists.
Yep, that's one way to put it.
And to be crystal clear, how did Ray Security actually get into BlackRock's systems? What was that weakness they exploited?
They found an LFI vulnerability on BlackRock's data leak site. Remember, that's a local file include vulnerability.
Right, and that allowed them to access all those internal files.
Exactly.
Okay. And what was the most important information that came out of this breach? What were the biggest revelations?
I'd say there were three key things. First, they were able to see BlackRock's schedule for leaking stolen data and warn potential victims.
That early warning system is a game changer.
It really is. Sure. Second, they uncovered BlackRock's use of Mega and mapped out their data distribution network.
Which shows that even sophisticated criminals sometimes rely on everyday tools.
Exactly. And third, they found those code similarities between BlackRock and DragonForce, which suggests a potential connection between the groups.
And that gives us a glimpse into the wider ransomware ecosystem.
Right. So this breach wasn't just about BlackRock. It had broader implications for understanding how these groups operate.
Now, what about BlackRock's current status? Are they still out there wreaking havoc?
It's tough to say for certain, but it's highly likely that their operations have been disrupted significantly.
They got their website taken down, their tools exposed, their anonymity compromised.
It'll be a long road for them to recover from this.
Let's hope they never fully recover.
I think we can all agree on that.
So final question for organizations listening to this. What are the most important lessons they can learn from this incident to improve their own security?
I think the biggest takeaway is that proactive cybersecurity is essential. You can't just wait for an attack to happen and then react. You need to be actively monitoring your systems, identifying vulnerabilities, and taking steps to disrupt potential threats.
So it's about being proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And that means investing in things like threat intelligence, incident response planning, and partnerships with cybersecurity firms.
It's about having a comprehensive strategy that covers all the bases.
That's right. And don't forget about basic cybersecurity hygiene.
The things we all know but sometimes forget about.
Like using strong passwords, enabling two-factor authentication, keeping your software updated.
Those things really do make a difference.
They absolutely do.
So to sum it all up, we've seen how a vulnerability in BlackRock's own system allowed Ray Security to gain an unprecedented level of access to their operation.
And that proactive approach not only helped protect potential victims, but also provided valuable insights into the ransomware ecosystem.
It really highlights the importance of offensive cybersecurity and the need for a multi-layered approach to security.
It's a reminder that we're all in this fight together and that we need to be constantly adapting and evolving to stay ahead of the threats.
And on that note, I'd like to leave you with this thought. If a group like BlackRock, with all their supposed sophistication, could be brought down by a vulnerability in their own system, what other seemingly secure systems out there might be harboring similar weaknesses?
That's a great question to ponder. It's a reminder that we all need to be vigilant about our own security, both personally and professionally.
Take a look at your own digital footprint, your online accounts, your devices. Are you doing everything you can to protect yourself?
It's a question worth asking yourself regularly, because in today's digital world, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
And that's a wrap for our deep dive into the world of ransomware, counter-espionage, and the lessons we can all learn from it.
Until next time, stay safe out there.
And stay informed.